Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Now, I want to give a particular key. I use this key a lot. So I want to teach you today. Especially if you are somebody that wants to grow in the prophetic, or you want to learn how to be guided without having to sleep and dream. It's called the key of gazing. The key of what? Gazing. G-A-Z-I-N-G. Now, it's prophets that we appreciate. Well, you know, what I spoke to you now is English language. But it's prophets or prophetic people that understand what I'm saying. And there was a day I used you to describe that thing here. Alright? And some of you were not in class that day. Joseph, come. For the sake of, we don't have time. For the sake of those who missed that class, you can. Joseph, what do you see here?
The church name, Harvest World Assembly, and also a cross.
Oh, you said the church name?
Yeah.
All right.
And the cross.
The cross. All right. One of them. What do you see? He said it's not church name, but I can't see it. So, what do you see here, sir? Thank you, Joseph.
Okay, I'm seeing.
He said he saw the church name and he saw the cross.
Yes.
So,
yeah, I saw the same thing, but I also see a white color that typifies flowing of a river.
Uh-huh. Mm. When I say it's a river, it's a river. All right, tell me. Any other thing? Who is seeing something else? Ah, those part.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I could see a cross, I could see a river, I could also see was like a cloud.
A cloud?
Yeah. I'm talking in prophetic symbol. That's it's a so
I'm killing you, man.
Blue symbolize peace. It symbolizes the peace of God. And you could see the white symbolize purity. So, and you could see the yellow, it symbolizes anointing. So, as the rivers of love flow, it brings peace and also it brings about increase of anointing. Praise the Lord.
That blur, you know, in video editing, there's an effect on okay, it's called blur. Okay. Some of you understand me, amen. So, you are standing here, and I blur your background. Forget all those AI, we know where they got it from. Go and be spending your money on AI, come and learn the original one. And on a serious note, can we have a 1 week class or 3 days? Let's teach people how to some real tech skills. Let's have it here. Huh? We can do it here free. Or maybe they should pay because they won't take it serious. No, I'm serious. We need to start training people. Because of the times that are coming, though. It's the prophecy I'm interpreting. So it's not just for a shout, hallelujah, Pastor Son Nigeria. No. The implication is what I'm. So let's get a team together and we'll maybe run a Monday to Friday training program here for those of us who are interested. So if you are interested, see Pastor David. Eh? Well, if you are not interested, don't come. We only want serious people. The principle of gazing says that as long as I'm able to stare at something with the eyes of my heart, I will continue seeing things. That's the principle. So when I asked my brother to come and tell me what he saw what was most obvious. He saw what was most obvious. This is Harvest Word Assembly is probably what every learner in the prophetic will see. In this case now. Are you with me? But the detail to that prophecy is in the blood. Are you with me? Pastor, I was praying. I saw the person I was supposed to get married to. I saw the color of her hair. I saw the kind of earring she was wearing. But before I could see the face, I woke up. You have to go back and dream that dream again. So, please, I'm trying to teach you something. I want you to please focus. This is a skill that prophets use a lot. A lot, but they won't tell you. What information? Some of you had a dream. God spoke to you through somebody, but the information was not complete. I'm telling you what you are going to do. You need to hold the information you have. Huh? Okay, let me explain it this way. How many of you are aware of Adobe Firefly? Firefly, yeah. It's in beta testing now, yeah? So, with Adobe Firefly, if you have a picture, like, let's say a flower or a tree somewhere at the edge of a mountain, but the picture is not complete. You wish the picture could be from 1080 by 1080 to 1920 by 1080. You want a landscape, but you have a square. The picture is a square, but you want a landscape. Firefly, the AI in it, can recreate other scenes and complete that picture for you. So, when you are given a type of information that is not complete, when you are praying, then you move into advanced mode. Say advanced mode. So, basic mode. Father, we thank for the spirit of revelation. We thank you, Lord, because when we call upon your hands house, we thank you, Lord, because you are going to speak to us. And the Lord says, firefly. Say, firefly. We don't need firefly. Firefly, 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 firefly. Google. Error. Most of you, who has gone to Google before? You had a dream or something. You now wanted to see what Google. Hey, Joe, raise your hand. If you're in that WhatsApp group, raise your hand. Error. You have been carnal. The revelation can only be completed from the realm it came from. Not Google. I know it's a huge temptation. And I've gone there. That's how I know you went there. Are you with me now? Is this helping somebody? So the moment you get that kind of information or a revelation that is not complete, don't go about telling another confused person what you saw. There's a way you can tell somebody just stay with me. The moment I see Harvest Word, but I didn't see the color, I didn't see the cross, I didn't see all the things, even the visionary I didn't see, that God's power saw. So what I do, I found to help 100% of the time. The information I have, I hold it. But this information is in PSD format. Photoshop document. If I send it to you on WhatsApp, you can't open it. Are you with me so far? What I'm saying is that the format of that revelation, you cannot open it with the point from where you are standing. You need to have something of that kind of nature to be able to see. Moreover, that thing is too heavy. If you open that, you may be seeing 300 MB or 500, and your own phone, Akatel, will collapse immediately under that revelation. That's why you found people who went to churches and probably said, the power of God is upon you, and people broke down. They started living in variance with their prophecy because they received the prophetic word, but they didn't have the kind of hard drive. They didn't have the hard drive and the RAM to power that prophecy. So even when they are praying, Shatekabayaga, there's no space. That space is only created if you're a student of the word. That space is only created in meditation. Come on, are you here now? Is it simple enough? You better not talk again by me. I needed to explain this because the Lord has confirmed to me that many of you are going to enter into a season of deep revelations. Amen. Don't say amen. What we need is the one I'm saying now. So when the Lord begins to speak to you, you should know what to do. Not to go and tell another confused person in your office. If you know, I suffer, I would just pray, firefly. If you had any 2 cents of sense, you would have known that there's only one firefly right now the whole world is talking about. It's Adobe Firefly. Go and learn it. Me, I hear, Father, change my job. Father, a new beginning. Father. Say, Firefly. Ha. See, you tell, this is why I don't understand God. He doesn't talk. He wants to talk, but he will not talk. Which one is Firefly? Is it that thing that used to fly in our village that we used to kill? He said, Firefly. Is he saying I should go back to my village? You are talking to the wrong person. The information is in PSD format. You cannot interpret it yet in JPEG. You have to go back there and look at that thing at the level it's coming from. The only instrument, there are 2 instruments given to us to interact with that information. One is praying the spirit, the other one is meditation. Please write it down. I said there are 2 instruments given to us to be able to relate with the revelation that is coming at the level where it is coming from. One of it is what? Praying in the spirit. The second is what? Meditation, intense and deep. Go and read the book of Psalms. You will find David always mentioning the issue of meditation. He said, I am wiser than my teachers because I meditate on your precept. Not because the teacher is not more knowledgeable. Because meditation brings deep understanding. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He said, if you shall meditate on this law. That's what God said. Meditation is a gateway into depth, the depth of God. And entertainment has one goal, to weaken your ability to be a deep thinker. Ah, time is gone. Are you with me now? When I tell you those people are evil and they know what they are selling, huh? They want to cut you short from being able to operate at this level. There's this software, Rubio. Who is familiar with it? Uncle Tio, I said, Robin Bosch, you know Rubio. It's an ancient. Who knows Rubio here? It's an ancient programming language. Nobody uses it again. Rubio something. But there are that programming language only works now on Mac. So the people who bought the company now, if they are going, they have some very powerful machines and things they've created, softwares, and that were created using that language. So they still need look for some people who understand that language to be able to make some adjustment or do whatever it is they need to do. It's like saying somebody speaking in the tongue of angels. And you are speaking the tongue of men. So, but this operation is high definition in the angelic realm. Can you speak in tongues for 7 hours? No, you say you are not the person. You speak in tongues, but this is high definition. Because to be able to speak in tongues 7 hours, you need strength. You need to be healthy. Have you ever gone on fasting for 7 days, then broke down and started treating malaria? Who knows what I'm talking about? You fasted for a while. Then after that, you became sick. And because your body, you are not strong. It's normal. I'm just telling you the way it works. So when the information is on a Rubio level, and you are learning the programming languages we are familiar with now, you need to go back and learn that one. I know someone just got a job, and he was the one explaining this concept to me. But he learned it last year. It's an old language, but some people are still interested in it. The interviewer asked him only 2 questions. Do you understand this program language? He said, yes. Do you have a Mac? He said, yes. So when do you want to start? That's all. Because you can't even answer those 2 questions if you don't even have an idea what they are talking about. It's not Windows. It's Mac. So I love Mac. You know, Mac is very... sir, this company, we don't use Windows. If you want the window, that's it over there. Mac. Because that's the only thing that is compatible with that. The people, folks who bought it have mixed it. They've gone away from Linux. And sorry for those of you who are not in this tech, whatever. I'm just trying to explain a simple concept to you. When you are faced with an information or a revelation that is beyond you, you need to be able to hold the level, that thought, at the level where it is coming from. And I told you the only one of the ways to do it is by going into extensive praying in the spirit at the level, because you may need 5-12 batteries to power this inverter because of the level of revelation that it represents. Which means if you pray 2 hours, in spite of your good intention, you will fail. Please, are you with me? The class is quiet. Only 5 people are... okay, tear a sheet of paper. 30 marks. I said, do you understand what I've said?
Yes,
what I'm saying is that you must understand the programming language that God is speaking to you. You must understand that when Elijah said to Elisha, this thing is a hard thing, but if you see me when I'm going, that means it's not even the issue of the anointing again. It's the issue of stability and character. Can you stand true? Because this language, nobody's speaking it again. Even the older prophets ran away from the prophet. They were waiting to hear he has died. So if you want to be unique and distinct in these days, go and learn the difficult things. Stop looking for what AI will do for you. AI will only enhance you if you truly know it. Hey! I say AI will only enhance you if you truly know it. Scatter the thing from scratch. Can you do it on your own? It's good to work with templates, but do you know it? I think I'm in trouble now. Say from scratch. From scratch. That's what I'm talking about. The only way you will gain that kind of strength is when you've sweated, read, and cried, shed tears of frustration because you need to learn it from scratch. The moment you know the foundation and you now begin to gaze at the future, when that revelation comes, you say, this one is PSD. It's not JPEG, it's PSD. The moment you can see that, you have started learning. Then you understand that the only way to undo this is to go back into Photoshop. You can't even go back into Photoshop and open that document. It will open without prayer point. The revelation that is coming. Many times you will see the angels asking, understand the word thou readest. The revelation is high definition. You are here, you are 2D. This is 4G. The only way to sustain it is to take that tongue, that baptism of the Holy Ghost that God gave to you, and now begin to travel and digest the revelation. As you begin to do that, Firefly AI will begin to create the blurry aspects of that revelation. You may get another dream, you may get another vision, or you may be having a conversation with somebody, and the person will just say something and click, bridges it. This final point, and this is where I'm going to stop because of time, is that I have found that another way to bridge the blurry aspects of any revelation is by talking to somebody who understands that programming language. This one I've said now, you may have experienced it, you may not have experienced it, but I've experienced it. There was a time I had a dream or something. I think I was sharing with Brobimbo here. I went to their house. The moment I started talking to him about it, my understanding just opened. I started understanding. Please, who has an idea what I'm talking? I need to be sure that I'm not mad. Okay. You are totally blank. Then you came and Loretta, you know, as you were saying it, like, okay. You started seeing the links. But the spirit of understanding was administered. Because the scripture also tells us in 1 John. He said, when we walk in the light, as he is in the light, then we have what?
Fellowship.
So God is revealed in fellowship. Because that document was from him. The moment I look into your face and I see Jesus there and I'm talking to you, the Firefly AI will begin to recreate the missing layers of my image. This is what those who don't walk in Christian fellowship lose. They will lose it. There's no way. God did it like that so that proud people will not enter. Deliberately. See, this God is wise. You cannot embrace him if you are not meek in heart. So God put it there. That you will humble yourself. You cannot, you will not walk in this thing. Yes, you have the knowledge, you've read the book, but you will not walk in it. Come on, say fellowship. There is that, this one I found it to be very helpful to me personally. Personally. I've seen situations where somebody, like maybe Pastor Ayo, he gave me a prophetic word. Then I took my bag the next morning and I went to his house. So we were talking and I said, Pastor, that thing you said yesterday. Ah, Eba, me gbe chicken, wafu benga. Pastor, I don't want chicken. I say that thing. You just look at me. He will just start, it's as if he's back at yesterday. He will just continue. I've seen it. I've given you three models to recreate any missing part of any prophetic word. Whether it's a dream or a vision or somebody gave you something you felt was from the Lord, but it was not complete. I've given you three ways. And this is how prophets prophesy. When we begin to prophesy and you see us, we hold on. And then we begin to pray in the spirit. We are trying to recreate the glory aspect. That's what is happening. They won't tell you. I'm the one that is telling you. I'm giving you a secret now. You people go and expose us. I'm giving you a secret now. So that you can also be confident that God is the one talking to you. Please, are you together now? I say you need to be confident that God is the one talking to you. You are not too small to hear God's voice. The first voice you heard when you came to this world was not the voice of your mother. It was the voice of your creator. There's a particular software I saw last week. If you speak a word, like 10 seconds, 20 seconds, and they record it, it can recreate your voice for 3 hours video. It's amazing. That one is AI. But you still have to talk. AI will not talk for you. Isn't it amazing? You want to create a video, an educational video. I'll just, okay, this Mary, she's character A. Matthew, character B. Oh, yeah. You talk on my phone. I record for 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. I'll just go to there and say, this Mary's voice. This, I'll just program it. If you like, talk from today to next year. It will take that your voice, the tone, and recreate it. That's amazing. And yet, God says, yeah, I have spoken once, but you will hear how many times? Twice. Which means God's voice has the ability to recreate itself and keep talking to you. That you will hear twice doesn't mean God will only speak twice. It means that there will be resonance in your spirit. Which means that anytime God is talking to you, something in your heart will be beating. He said, did our heart not burn within us while he spoke to us? That was how they knew it was Jesus. They didn't recognize him physically. When God talks to you, that part of your being that has that response to him will start, it will start beating. You know, like, could it be God? Could it be God? Could it, your heart, God will never leave you without a witness. What do you mean? Say, I don't know, it's God. Say something to we something. But when Satan talks, you know it's Satan. But when God is talking, you see, Pastor, like something told me. Who is something? Tell me about this something you are so confident of. Hallelujah. Now, the final key I'm going to give to you. Because I talked about spiritual mindedness. So you need to take that key of spiritual mindedness, attach it to the one I've given you now. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, what are we supposed to do? Think. Think. Did he say pray? Think. Which means the greatest bridge between revelation and your destiny is your mind. Not the devil. The greatest hindrance. So your mind needs to be retrained. Retrained. You've gone to primary school. Some of you even did ND. From ND, HND. Then you went by saying, I'm not satisfied. You did degree. Then you did, like my friend Dr. Kola, you now did 9 masters. And he's on his 4th PhD now. 4th. So I called him. I said, this thing you are doing, it's like, this thing you are doing is not good. It's not normal. I will not follow you again. This thing is not normal. You are my age mate. 4 three PhDs, nine masters. What are you looking for? He said, hey, you know, pastor, you know, and you should make a prophet. I say, me, please, you call me prophet. Just hold me. Let me go. Let me go and see what you are seeing when you are reading all this. And all the PhDs are abroad, though. It's not here. But he hides his head in jaws. A man of destiny has no problem with location. Wherever God plants him, he will thrive. The problem is, if you go where he has not planted you, they just told you, come. Thank God. My people in the UK are finally waking up. Even if they give you visa for 100 years, if the Lord has not planted you there, God will not finance that budget. He will not finance. In fact, you may go there and prosper, but your allocation will be given to another. Please, hear these things because of the days that are ahead of us. People will come to you with several and many things. You need to be able to say, this is God, this is not God. If you come to me and I tell you, this is God, this is not God, I could have helped you, but I'm not really helping you. Because by every layer of decision you have made, you will now be faced with a more difficult decision in the future. If you have not learned to obey here, then your obedience in the new level will be very difficult. It's better for you to pray and say, pastor, when I prayed, this is what was laid upon my heart. Then we look at it together. Then it probably confirms what God has told you or disagrees. But at least you took a step. You cannot grow if you put everything about your spiritual life in the hands of a pastor. You will not grow. You'll be a dwarf. I know I'm demarcating myself. But I have to tell you, don't be lazy. Grow. Do you know how to train your mind? Go and delete all those I'm not available. Go and download messages. Eh? Even when you are sleeping, let it be playing. Eh? Let your soul doesn't sleep. Eh? Everything is not Hillsong and Jesus culture. We don't even understand what they are saying. It's good. But when you want to do your morning devotion, is it a song you are singing? What do you sing? What shall I render? What shall I render? What shall I... Is that not all you sing? Oh, Gahu. Oh, Toby. Oh, God. Then you tell your son, give us a song. Say, Jesus is my... Is that not what you sing? You now came here. Say, Mike. God will now say, Mike, who is he? It's good. I'm not just not singing song. I'm just trying to tell you that when the chiefs are down, it is this our song that our parents taught us that we are going to sing. Are you blessed? Please go and take. I've tried to make this thing as simple as possible. Go and take it, digest it, extract the files in the folder, the one that is your own. You can now extract this one in JPEG, the one that I've told you now. You can extract it in JPEG, you'll be able to open it. So the size is now 5 MB. It's not 500 again, it's 5 MB. I've given it to you in a way, even if you are a newborn, you are just born again today. But believe me, there are some of you here, as I saw in the spirit, I saw files behind the door, and they had dates of days God communicated with you, and you didn't acknowledge that you received it. Files, as far as demons are concerned, they have spoken to you. But on the other side, you are supposed to acknowledge original received. You didn't acknowledge. As far as they are concerned, they have spoken to you. So when you embrace this and begin to train your mind to primarily focus on Jesus, you will start finding revelations will be flooding in. You will think they are new things. Some of them are 5 years old. The Lord will help us. Now, don't be deceived. Everyone you like on TV, on YouTube, that you are following and saying they are men of God, this is what they follow. There's an advanced level. But this is the foundation. Say foundation. Now, if you take what I've said and you don't practice it, it will not do you any good. The Bible says it is the doers of the word that shall be blessed. Go and retrain your mind. This is your spirit here. On the side of your spirit, there are files that have been downloaded. Relevant information, revelation, your next season, everything. On this other extreme is your body. That is the guy that will actualize everything God has said. But in between is your soul. Your soul speaks Rubio. Sir, what is the current programming language? The one that is common that... Your soul doesn't speak Java. It doesn't speak Python. Ejo. It doesn't speak Anaconda. JavaScript. All those things, you know. It's only Rubio, Ruby. Nobody is speaking Ruby again. So on this side, on your soul is talk. Your soul knows he, pastor, is like, I know God wants to do something, but I don't know why. Hey, pastor, near success syndrome, it is revelation. Revelation deficiency is a supplement that you need. So in order to make revelation easy for you, you need to retrain your mind to be able to understand Java. I know you are a guru, but now it's Java we are speaking. Huh? You need to learn Java. You need to learn all this current programming language in the spirit. Your soul needs to learn it. Your soul must learn Christ. If not, it will be stranded. It will be stranded. Well, I was going to get married to my wife. David, for you to know that I'm about to leave here now. I know. I was watching them online on Sunday. I said, God will catch them. They have passed 12 o'clock. Later, they'll come and tell me that, pastor, you are preaching. Along with me. I was watching Kenny on this. I said, Pastor Charles, look at Kenny. This 12 is still on the altar. Okay. I'm waiting for them. Now they are sending me love letter. I'm going to Benin. They even love me. They love me there. No noise. GRA, that was where I was living. I live around GRA, not all this paro-paro area in Lagos. Come to Benin and see how we are enjoying life. We are enjoying life. People are just here, paying $2 million house rent. The pastor that was doing our counseling was practicing this principle, but I didn't know it was the principle until... when I began to teach the prophetic. My wife and I, we were not married then. We just stood in front of him. He wanted to sign our forms. MJ, is she around? Oh. This is a senior pastor. We stood in front of him. Oh, you are the intending couple. He picked our forms. That's Akina land. He was going to sign. Then he stopped. Then he closed his eyes. For like 3 minutes. Then he stopped. Then he looked at us again. Then he smiled. Wouldn't you like that to be your pastor? Oh, you have been married. Finally. They're going to start fighting when they're married. The man wanted to be sure that he was not signing away someone's destiny. Before he signed, I won't let you deceive me. He closed his eyes. Shut up. In front of us. He didn't hide it. There's some good business. People are making money. And you get stuck. Wait. Shut up. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Take that revelation and fill the blurry areas. See the end of that thing first. That's a winner's pastor. Huh? That's how we learn. Bible says we should copy those things that we see that are good from our fathers. Copy it. You just say, oh, you want to marry a daughter. You are not taking her. My wife used to be in the security department. Security. My wife. That is a big woman, a security. She was the one part of those parking cars at Canaan Land. Say, well, you can't take her daughter. No time for that. Shaka da balaba. It's the verbal. Then he opens her. Sign. Take. Hey, pastor, when I was praying, God told me, he didn't have time for that one. That one, you are lying to yourself. You are in front of me now. I need to hear God too. If that man had looked at us and felt otherwise, he won't sign. There are nobody who have to go to court and sue the church for refusing to marry us. That's a spiritual man. Not because it's a good idea, don't mean nothing. It doesn't mean jack. Come on, say be spirit-minded. You see, spirit and mind. Mind is the soul. So you need to train your soul to become spiritual. So when revelation is coming, you can synthesize it and get it in its purest form. Without emotion or bias. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? I want you to pray for the spirit of understanding right now. Pray for yourself, the spirit of understanding. Pray. I know you may be walking in it, but I want you to pray again. Ask for the spirit of understanding.